Married at First Sight. Chapter 4065. Don't worry, Brother Dell. Things are getting better, Cameron reassured him. Dr. Carden checks on me regularly and adjusts my prescriptions. She's confident I'll be able to conceive in 2 years. Dr. Carden is a disciple of the old doctor, and I trust her skills completely. She's the reason I regained my eyesight. Cameron added with a comforting tone, Brother Dell, just focus on taking care of my sister-in-law and tell her not to worry about me. I believe God won't take away my chance to become a mother. If Dr. Lillian said a woman couldn't have children, then it was true. But Dr. Carden had assured Cameron that with 2 years of careful treatment, she'd be able to conceive and have a baby. That promise gave her peace of mind. Even if I can't have children, Callum would never leave me, Cameron said with quiet confidence. He's already told me that if it came to that, we could adopt. When I was blind, neither he nor his family ever looked down on me. I trust that my in-laws won't treat me differently if I face infertility. Besides, I'm not infertile, I just need time. Cameron was well aware that Dalton and Melissa worried about her ability to have children. Without Dr. Lillian's intervention to regulate her body, she believed she might never have been able to conceive. Dr. Lillian had explained that her body was still fighting toxins and that she had a cold uterus. Without proper care over the next 2 years, pregnancy would be difficult, if not impossible. Without understanding the root of her health issues or receiving the right treatment, she might have been childless for life. Dalton spoke up, his voice steady. Callum has been nothing but supportive of you, and I'm relieved to hear what you just said. I'll tell Melissa not to worry so much. You and Callum are still young, there's no need to rush. Focus on getting better first. Dalton and Melissa, both in their early 30s, had only recently welcomed their first child. They planned to have a second in a few years, as both were passionate about raising children. Melissa, being an only child, cherished the idea of a bigger family. Her parents, now that the third child policy had been introduced, even encouraged them to consider three kids. Dalton, however, didn't want to overwhelm Melissa. His plan was to wait until their first child started kindergarten before having a second. Two children would be plenty. Just then, Dalton's phone rang. After answering, he turned to Cameron with a smile. That was Melissa. She wants me to bring you home for dinner tonight. She's cooking all your favorite dishes. Before Cameron could respond, he added with mock jealousy, every time you visit, she goes all out and makes your favorite meals. When it's just the two of us, she only cooks two simple dishes. Melissa loves you more than she loves me. Cameron giggled. Of course. My sister-in-law is the best. All right, I'll join you for dinner after work. But make sure she doesn't overwork herself, there are plenty of aunts at home who can cook. Dalton nodded. She only cooks when you're coming over. Ever since she got pregnant, she's hardly stepped into the kitchen. At first, she had severe morning sickness and couldn't handle the smell of cooking. It was tough to watch her go through that. I wish I could have taken her place. Motherhood is no easy feat, Cameron said thoughtfully. Her words trailed off as she thought of her own mother. 10 months of pregnancy. It was a grueling journey. Most mothers cherished their children after enduring so much. But her biological mother had been the exception. She didn't love Cameron. She wanted her gone. Are you thinking about your mother again? Dalton asked gently. It's not your fault, Cameron. Don't let her actions weigh on you anymore. You have parents-in-law who love you deeply. They see you as their own daughter. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4066. Chapter 4066. Your husband is completely devoted to you. Your best days are still ahead. As for your mother, let her live with the regret. Dalton had never encountered a mother like Mrs. Newman. There were many biased mothers in the world, but few as cruel and vicious as her. She regrets it so much that her intestines must be turning green, Cameron said with a bitter laugh. But she doesn't regret hurting me. She regrets giving birth to me. She regrets not aborting me. She regrets not strangling me to death the moment I was born. She called me her nemesis, said I existed just to ruin her. She claimed a fortune teller told her, when she was pregnant with me, that I would bring disaster to my parents. That if she didn't kill me, I would eventually destroy her. But those were just excuses. If she hadn't killed my father, if she hadn't indulged Carrie's mistakes, and if she hadn't gone out of her way to hurt others, how could she have ended up in my hands? Sometimes I visit her and my stepfather in prison. They don't want to see me, but I go anyway. I want them to see how well I'm living now. The son-in-law she chose is still her son-in-law, but not for her precious daughter. He married me, the daughter she hated the most. The company and properties she and my uncle stole from my father are back in my hands. And I must thank them, really they worked so hard to grow my father's company and made so much money for me. As for her precious daughter, she's nothing more than an old man's mistress now. Even if she gets pregnant, she can't keep the baby. She has no choice but to abort. Every time I visit them in prison, I feel satisfied seeing how much they hate me. Watching them seethe and suffer, it makes me happy. Cameron laughed at herself, her voice tinged with bitterness. Brother Dal, maybe I'm not a good person either. Maybe I'm just as bad. Because I enjoy seeing my mother hate me and knowing there's nothing she can do about it. Dalton shook his head. Cameron, you're not a bad person. You're human. It's not your fault, it's hers and your stepfather's. Anyone in your position would feel the same. Don't blame yourself. You're not wrong to feel this way. He had been by his sister's side as she grew up, and he was no saint. The pain her mother had inflicted on her was unforgettable. Even though Mrs. Newman gave her life, Cameron could never forgive her. The wounds ran too deep. Some people had tried to convince Cameron to let go of her hatred, saying that her mother gave her life and that alone was reason enough to forgive. But she always pushed back. Don't preach kindness to others if you've never walked in their shoes. Dalton's voice softened. Don't think about them anymore. Whatever happens to them in prison, whether they reflect on their actions or not, that's on them. Even if they do get out someday, the Newman family is no longer what it was. Everything is in my hands now. Cameron nodded. Trenton has always been sensible. Carrie, on the other hand, she'll pay the price for her actions sooner or later. I won't stand in her way if she chooses to destroy herself. Dalton agreed. Exactly. Don't waste another thought on them. Focus on living your life. Speaking of which, I need to get back to work. I want to wrap up everything on my plate so I don't have to work overtime tonight. I want to spend the evening with Melissa. He paused, then added with a smile, "Oh, and tomorrow morning, I won't be going to the office. I'm taking Melissa to her prenatal checkup." Dalton never missed a single one of Melissa's appointments. Cameron smiled warmly. "I understand, brother. Go be with my sister-in-law. Honestly, I'm a little envious. And not just of you, of Serenity and the others in Wiltspoon too. Zach always accompanies Serenity to her checkups." She sighed softly. In the future, when Cameron became a mother, she knew Callum would be just as attentive to her as Zachary was to Serenity.